Now on Radio 4, another chance to hear our Saturday drama, the award-winning Tricycle Theatre production of Red Velvet by Lalita Chakrabarty, directed by the Tricycle Theatre's artistic director, Indu Rubisingham. The drama stars Adrian Lester as Ira Aldridge, the first black actor to play Othello, as he negotiates the racism, both unconscious and blatant, of 19th century London. Red Velvet by Lalita Chakrabarty.
You are lovely.
So dark in here. Is there a lamp?
Of course.
Look at this dressing room. It's so grand.
I'd rather look at you. Come here. Don't be shy. A little closer.
What's in the trunk?
Costumes. Props.
Someone's coming.
Blow out the lamp.
Right.
Over here, quickly. How many cases does a man need? Oh, it's pitch black in here. I have to do bloody everything. Bloody Poland. Bloody watch. Matches. Birthday card. Aha! At last! Let there be light. Oh, my giddy!
What have you frightened me?
You've frightened the life out of me. What on earth are you doing in here?
For your harping and spirit. For dying, bitter.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Good evening. I'm Halina Wozniak. I'm from the Łódź Times.
I beg your pardon?
I'm from top Polish paper, Łódź.
I'm sorry, but how did you get in here?
Displaced English.
Mr. Aldridge is here.
These are private rooms. Now, if you don't mind.
For sags du jetzt?
I wrote an appointment, so I am here.
All interviews were cancelled.
Ich verstehe nicht, was ihr sagt. Aber ich...
This is absolutely unacceptable.
Mr. Aldridge is... he's being ill.
Who told you that?
He's been in Łódź 10 days.
A chest cold. Nothing more. Show her out the same way you showed her in.
Hans!
Oh, for pity's sake. Hans! Get out now.
Why is there no one here to meet me?
Help me.
Was in Gottes Namen?
Tut mir leid. I have to speak with him.
You're coming with me.
Wait. Get off me.
Before you go in.
Capable. These are my rooms.
Yes, sir.
That is my name on the door.
Yes, sir.
Then who the hell are the reception committee?
A journalist.
Oh, for God's sake, Terry!
I'm sorry.
This is private, goddamn you, private, Terry! How the hell did they sneak in, huh? Huh? A journalist! Get him out now!
I've had sharp words with her, sir. It's all in hand, and she's leaving now.
Good evening. I'm Halina Wozniak. I'm senior reporter with the Łódź Times.
I did cancel everything,
Just
sir.
A few questions.
Quiet. What are you?
What time is he, mein Herr?
A stage answer.
In cahoots with the skirt, huh? Huh? And rummaging something sweet at my expense.
Go and call the manager at once.
Tut mir leid.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Are you not afraid, missy? Hmm? You should be. An order from me and you'll be hauled away and charged. A senior reporter. How senior?
I work for paper.
Your age?
22.
Years of experience, that why they sent you?
Es wird nie wieder vorkommen. Sie haben mein Wort.
Quiet!
It is not being his fault. I have to speak with you. My father, he saw you the last time. He is overwhelmed that I am coming to meet with you.
And you? Are you overwhelmed?
Yes.
Resume your duties. Tell him.
Er sagt zur Arbeit.
Danke, mein Herr. Danke.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll take her to the office myself.
If you had been vigilant in the first place, there'd be no damn need. It's not hard what you do. It's not a demanding role. It's vigilance, Terence. Vigilance.
A birthday card. Is it yours?
Give that back!
In Poland, we have name days. In that way, you keep your age, how you say, Geheim, secret.
But I know yours.
You keep it safe?
I remember 22. Yeah. Fearless and stupid, continuous guesswork, playing at grown-up, making small talk, but dying. How long do I have?
Just an hour, sir. They've put the performance as late as they can.
Leave her.
Pardon?
Must I constantly repeat?
No, sir.
Thank you.
I haven't given you anything yet.
So, how are you feeling?
About?
You were being sick?
Health makes dull conversation.
Sorry, I just wanted to...
Boy!
Mein Herr?
I need light.
Drehen Sie die Lampe noch.
Mein Herr.
I tell him to turn lamp on.
Smell that? It's been 50 years, but I'm still there, craning my scrawny neck as far as I can, peering over the bars. Joshua, a few years older than me, holding me back in case I fall. Under a spell at the back of the gods, a sea of red below, filled with expectations of greatness. Something about velvet. A deep promise of what's to come. The sweat of others embedded in the pile. A crushed map of who was here, all folded in.
Was sonst, mein Herr?
Go. Geh.
So, you from here?
No, not before. Well, my family are from Radom, indeed.
The East, so you're Russian.
No, I'm Polish.
But Poland doesn't exist.
Of course we do. Prussian king and Russians are not admitting it.
Russians. An enduring people, but they got nervous leaders. Uneasy about who's lurking in the dark. Banned my Scottish king. Afraid it might give the people ideas. Burnham Wood coming to Moscow. That's the beauty of Shakespeare. He unnerves you.
You are from New York.
And you have done your homework. shoulders. The leer makes me stoop. Sits on me like a weight. I must wear him, not just his shoes.
So, you are non-stop on tour.
I'm in demand.
Of course. You must be meeting many people of interest. I read in paper you receive knighthood.
Yeah, from the Duke of Saxe-Meiningen, yes.
And you met Emperor Franz Joseph also?
There was a small presentation in Vienna.
But London, you must miss London.
Not really.
You do not long to be working at home? With your wife, children, friends?
I go home when I can.
Your wife is politician's daughter.
That was Margaret, my first wife.
I'm sorry. I make a bad mistake.
She passed 3 years ago. You get your facts right.
Yes, sorry. Your children must miss her.
We couldn't have children.
But I read you have four.
With Amanda, who used to be an opera singer. You want me to write this for you?
I'm sorry. I'm confused. Your eldest son is 18. And just to be totally clear for me, you married Amanda...
2 years ago.
So, you have not played London since... I have it here, sorry, my notes. Covent Garden was in...
33.
Yes, here, I have it here, 33.
I played the Lyceum in 58.
I did not find information of that.
Do you know, I just found out, that I am the highest paid artist ever in Russia.
But you have not played Covent Garden again since...
I've played Cologne. Vienna, Dresden, Leipzig, St. Petersburg, Moscow, Berlin, Prague, Stockholm, Budapest. I've been busy.
Yes, no question. So many places. I always thought that for Englishmen, I mean for all actor, that London is the absolute roof. peak.
And I played it.
But Covent Garden is more than over 30 years past. You don't desire to go back?
I prefer to go forward.
The reviews were... Well, I met someone who said that...
Gossip is not a good foundation for an interview.
Gossip? Not gossip. He is expert.
I was there. Just ask.
Is it not like addiction? Once you play, you must play more. To know your value and get recognized for craft. What I ask, why you have not played Covent Garden since?
Well, let me see. London is a limited pocket of work. Same faces, same buildings, same critics writing the same things. There's an indolence amongst those who have everything on their doorstep. So I chose to tour Europe. And once you've done that, it's hard to settle for London.
Yes, but Covent Garden is...
I think that's enough.
But you played for only 2 nights.
A long storm ahead.
Why was that?
What do you normally write?
Sorry?
What was your last article?
My last article?
Yes.
Well, it was an event in the community.
Well, it wasn't an interview.
No, it was a lady. She had a small dog who was trapped in... Well, a family story that was very...
Terence!
But this article is important.
Sure. Time ago.
But I haven't finished.
Mr. Aldridge is on stage shortly.
We can continue after.
You have to leave now.
Just few more questions, please.
No! Let's put this cart back where she belongs. You exist because I do. Without me, you'd be even less than you already are. What, you think I slog my whole life to lay myself open for you to pick your way through the irrelevant detail? You are artless, charmless, inept, and disrespectful! A skirt and a face and nothing in between! What have you done? What have you achieved?
Mr. Holt,
please. Get out!
Out! You go!
For pity's sake, why the hell do I pay you? I told you never, never!
It wasn't my fault!
If you're not up to the damn task!
I'm sorry, sir, it won't happen again.
An amateur and nobody didn't!
So I've spoken to the manager.
We had better be full!
Completely.
Damn right we are! I am always alone.
On here, sir?
I don't want you.
I'm sorry I let you down, sir, but I'm here to assist.
I have been lying in that godless bed for 10 days. You fed me, washed me, clothed me. You've assisted enough. This is what I do, and I always do it alone. You understand? It gets forgotten in the detail. You set up and clean up, but the meat of the thing is only ever me.
Sir, if I may suggest...
What? What's to suggest, Terry?
Oh, it's why I'm here. I'm always... It's my job, sir.
And this is mine. This theater is heaving because I am here. I am here. It is reputation that endures. Geography? This is irrelevant. Do you hear me?
Sir.
Do you miss London?
Yes, sir. Every day.
Everyone wants a piece. Of what? Of what? London? Damn you.
Poor Betty.
Connie, I need you.
Yes, miss.
Look at my coat.
They're ransacking the city.
I'm sure London seemed worse, Mr. Ward. It's terrifically exciting.
Enough excitement in this theatre, Henry. Thank you very much.
But we're at a crossroads, sir. A point of absolute unequivocal change. Makes the blood rush.
Makes my blood freeze.
The proposals are imperative, Mr. Ward.
Oh, you can't be that naive.
The buying and selling of human beings should be no part of any civilised society. When the trade is finally abolished in all British colonies, we'll be able to hold our heads up high again, sir.
Oh, for goodness sake, boy. Our whole economy relies on the labour force on those plantations.
How do you think this theatre was built? It's how things are.
I think that's terribly short-sighted.
Well, then it's a good thing I have spectacles. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to read this article in relative peace.
Have you had any news about Mr. Keane?
No, Betty, I have not.
Awful, wasn't it? I saw everything from the wings.
I could tell something was amiss when he spat... Villain! I don't know why, I just ran on.
Did you hear what he said after he fell?
Oh, yes, and his enunciation was perfect even then.
Oh, God! I'm dying! Speak to them, Charles!
I wonder what's going to happen. Don't wipe it with your hands, Connie. Get a brush.
Yes, miss.
And don't use water, will you? It'll cake. Did Pierre mention anything to you, Mr. Ward?
No, dear, afraid not. Shifty lot, the French. Play their cards very close to the chest. Oh, they really should organise debate, not this kind of lawlessness.
But people get frustrated, Mr. Ward.
I'll say, but I don't throw flour at them to alleviate my tensions. If you want to say something, say it.
How can they when they've stopped mass meetings? The government is so terrified of revolution, they're suppressing us all.
This is an excuse for looting and bad behaviour. This is England! There's no Bastille to storm here!
My head's thumping.
Is that infernal racket?
No. I went out last night, drank far too much, couldn't afford any of it.
Look at this. It's like an obituary. He's still with us, for God's sake. On Friday last, Edmund Kean collapsed on stage, marking the end of an era. He's not going to feel better reading that, is he?
You're caught, miss.
Oh, thank God it wasn't eggs. It's not ruined, is it?
No, miss.
Good. Hang it up, will you? Do you want a cup of tea, Henry?
Not for me.
Where's the sugar from, Connie?
No, miss.
I'll just have milk. I've stopped buying sugar and West Indian cotton. It's for a good cause. They're not well treated at all, you know. Anyway, East Indian cotton's on the up. Cheaper, too.
We are Great Britain. Cheap labour is part of every great country.
But they're people, Mr. Ward, like you and me. They don't even have basic human rights.
Oh, for goodness sake. The world's not fair, Henry. This concept of equality and freedom, it's a fad. Impossible to achieve because there'll always be those of us who must lead and those who follow. It's the very root of a civilized society. Now, if you don't mind, I'd rather focus on the problem at hand. Where on earth is Pierre? He did say 2 o'clock, didn't he?
That's what I was told.
Well, a later call would have been nice. Ellen. Charles.
Connie, take Mr. Keane's coat, will you, dear?
Yes, Miss Tree.
How is Edmund, Charles?
Father's very weak.
Awful.
Totally unexpected. He just fell to the floor.
I did try to catch him, sir, but...
I know, Henry. Thank you all.
He's resting, isn't he, Charles? Weak, but comfortable.
Dear me.
It's just awful.
Do you want to sit down, my love?
I'm fine. Thank you, darling.
Can I get you some tea, Mr. Keane?
Please.
Ellen?
Yes, Betty, dear.
Tea, Connie!
Yes, miss.
How the devil did you get through?
We took a cab. A couple of peelers at the stage door helped us in.
Did you see the Times, Charles? One is reminded of the momentous achievements of a very singular man.
Thank you, Bernard. That means a lot.
How are you, Betty?
Oh, I've not been sleeping at all well. And I haven't paid my lodgings this week. What if we go dark, Ellen? If we close...
Oh, Pierre's called us in. There must be a plan.
But can you be certain?
Would you not rather be on hand at home, sir?
Oh, really?
Oh, when my Uncle John was ill, I was an absolute puddle.
Are you really all right to go on, Charles?
Thank you for your concern, but I feel of more service to Father here than at home.
Thank you, Connie.
Have you given your more, Mr. Keane?
Iago many times, but the title role was always Father's.
You could go on with the book, Charlie.
No need.
Who's that in the stalls? Is that you, Pierre?
Me, Charlie.
I couldn't make you out. Are you all right?
My ears are ringing. Someone knocked into me and ran off. I couldn't get round the building.
Have you checked your purse?
Oui, merci. Charles, thank you for coming in. Any improvement?
No, I'm afraid not.
Where is everyone else?
Well, they've blocked Trafalgar Square.
That's an absolute nightmare.
But a minor inconvenience compared to the suffering.
Listen, Sonny Jim, I want sugar in my tea. I don't give a stuff how it gets there. Tea, Connie? Buckets of sugar?
Yes, sir.
D'accord. We have no time to waste. There is much to do.
Are we closing?
No, Betty.
Oh, thank goodness.
The Theatre Royal has not been dark since it opened. We will not be closing.
Oh, good.
First, on behalf of all of us, our thoughts are with you, Charles. We pray Edmund will make a full recovery.
Absolutely.
We'll move up, will we?
Pardon?
Well, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I rather presumed that Charles would take the title role and we'd all bump up.
Ah, I see. air?
No, that is not the case. No bumping, Bernard. We will stay as we are.
How's that possible?
Well, Charles, I have been in meetings these last 2 days discussing the options, and you have a pivotal role already. If you move, Bernard must play Iago.
If you do need me, sir, I'm word perfect on Cassio. I'm absolutely prepared.
Thank you, Henry, but to be frank, it would be too disruptive for us all.
We're disrupted already, I think.
Of course, but we must try to...
You're being extremely unclear, Pierre.
I have engaged someone else to take over the title role in the play.
What? Someone else?
Yes.
Is it William? Because I happen to know that...
Not William's engaged.
William MacReady.
Oh.
Have you asked everyone, Pierre? Is that how much you wish to avoid disruption?
Not at all. My mind was clear from the start.
Then you're keeping us in suspense.
I have managed to coax Mr. Aldridge, Ira Aldridge, to debut on our stage.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't recall the face.
Well, that's just fantastic.
His returns are excellent. Full houses, always. Ira has been in the provinces for many years, collecting remarkable reviews.
Did you say Aldridge?
Oui. He has played the Moor to great acclaim in countless theatres.
Do you know him, Charles?
I was meant to play with him in Belfast, a minor engagement, but I was ill, couldn't travel. It's only a couple of performances, didn't hear anything of it.
Aldridge, I think I read his reviews.
Have you seen him, Mr. Laporte?
Mais oui.
So you know.
Know what, Henry?
That he really is the best man for the job.
He's the one from the Coburg, isn't he? The Revolt of Suriname.
He acted the other slaves off the stage.
So, Henry, you've seen him?
Several times. I had a friend in it. He was also one of the slaves. He wasn't terribly good, I'm afraid. Tried too hard. Hasn't worked much since. But he did tell me how astonishing Mr. Aldridge was to work with. I think that was one of his first engagements in this country.
What on earth do you mean?
Isn't he the American?
Yes.
A Yankee?
Good Lord. Was he any good?
Well, it's not for me to say.
I asked you a question.
Yes, of course. Well, sir, I was quite taken aback. I mean, who would have thought? He was quite, extraordinary, sir.
I read he was luminous. I remember thinking, how beautiful.
That's all very well, but will he be up to it?
I have no doubt. His reputation is immaculate. We are very lucky to get him. He has cancelled several engagements to join us.
And I have heard of him.
He won't disappoint, I promise.
When will he go on?
Tonight.
What?
We are sold out, as Edmund always is. We cannot refund again. We will rehearse all afternoon and play this evening.
So he's here already?
He should be here now. I will go and... Tonight's show will be a tribute to your father, Charles. A complete step of quality in his honor.
It's all go, isn't it?
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Me too. Me too.
Never mind, Charlie. Perhaps it's for the best.
I don't need consoling, Ellen.
Do you think we'll actually rehearse all afternoon? I have an appointment at the Garrick at 5.
Is that Tim? With Pierre?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Covent Garden Company, may I present Mr. Ira Aldridge.
Good afternoon.
As I think I mentioned, Ira has played the Moor many times. You met Edmund once, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
He called you to his box and cross-examined you. What is your parentage? You were speechless.
May I just say that I'm deeply honored to join this company. I'm sorry it's in such sad circumstances, but the show, it won't suffer for it. I promise you.
Excuse me, sir. Would you...
You want something?
No, not for me. Thank you.
This is Henry. Henry Forrester, Ira. Ira Rodrigo.
I really, really am very pleased to meet you.
Hello, Henry. Likewise.
I'm a friend of Daniel Young. He was with you at the Coburg?
Dan, yeah, of course. How's he doing?
It hasn't worked for a long time.
Ah.
Pierre, could I have a word?
Do of course.
I'd rather speak privately.
We are a company, Charles.
Mr. Keane.
Yes.
How do you do?
Yes, all right.
How is your father?
What?
Your father.
There's still a chance he may pull through.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Did you make a list?
Yes, of course. Here you are.
Excellent. Oh, just these 5 seats?
Excuse me, but am I the only person here who this situation seems uncomfortable?
Yes.
Thank you, Bernard.
What is it, Charles?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, everyone will be expecting my father. You can't possibly think of replacing him with... him.
Oh, I am not attempting that at all, Mr. Keane.
I don't feel at ease with him.
I'm not what you expected. I understand, but this will work, I assure you.
That's not... Well, yes, of course I am, but that's not... What I mean is, well...
This is out for you, Charles.
That's not what I'm saying.
What then?
This is terribly awkward. It's not a personal issue, I assure you. It's a practical one.
Let's work. We will find the practicalities as we go, no? Act 2, scene 1, from Othello's entrance.
Pierre, should we clear the stage and move the chairs?
Ah, oui, oui. Et Connie, the chairs.
Sir?
Thank you, Ellen.
Oh, Miss Tree, I am honored.
How do you do?
Well, thank you, and really excited to be playing opposite you. I saw your Romeo opposite Miss Kemble.
Oh.
You moved me. I thought you held the boy's passion beautifully.
Why, thank you.
I'm sorry, do you mind if I call you Ellen?
No. No. Not at all.
Perfect. I wonder, could I see Desdemona's arrival in Cyprus?
Well...
It's just for me to get a sense of...
Cyril's not here.
He plays Cassio.
Henry could oblige.
Yes, of course.
Terrific, no problem. Where from?
Cassio says, oh, behold the...
Got it.
Oh, behold, the riches of the ship is come on shore. Ye men of Cyprus, let her have your knees.
I thank you, valiant Cassio. What tidings can you tell me of my lord?
He is not yet arrived.
Oh, but I fear. How lost your company?
Thank you. Thank you so much. May we leap to the Moor's entrance?
Indeed.
Oh, my fair warrior.
My dear Othello.
Ellen, would you mind trying something?
Trying?
I'm sorry. When you greeted me...
Well, that is how Mr. Keane... Of course. I do beg your pardon.
No, not at all.
What is it you would like?
I like chance, possibility to listen and respond.
So you're an advocate of the domestic style of acting?
I like that school, yes, but I try not to be tied to the one style.
I see.
Well, there are, of course, some styles I avoid.
Oh. Would the teapot school of acting be amongst them?
It would.
And have you seen Mr. Kemble perform? Then we need say no more.
I like Mr. Cook's method.
Do you really? So do you write... Your verse in prose?
I cheat a little. I don't write it down, but speak as I feel. Truth, truth alters rhythm and gesture, don't you think? The old guard don't always like
it. Yes, I know. But I do feel quite strongly that we mustn't allow the mundane to interfere with the gamut of our performance.
Not at all. I want truth to inform the depths and the heights of what we do, not to reduce it.
And I do find rhythm a necessary framework. Otherwise, one could slope around quite randomly.
Of course, you're right. I think what I'm saying is I'd rather slide in and out of rules than be strangled by them.
So, what rules do you propose to break, Mr. Aldridge?
I think if we trust each other, we'll know when we get there.
So I may play what I feel?
Absolutely.
Avant-garde. What if you don't like what I do?
It's not about me. It's about being true to the tragedy.
What frustrates me in our profession, Mr. Aldridge, with all due respect, is the absolute attention given to the leading actor. So that the story becomes lost. Without Desdemona, the tragedy does not exist, Nespa? If we play together, we conjure magic.
My thoughts exactly. Shall we?
Yes.
Oh, my fair warrior!
My dear Othello!
Ellen.
Mr. Aldridge.
Ira, please. We've just escaped the storm. I feared I might never see you again. So this greeting is intense. And this is the only point in the whole play where we speak our love directly to each other and in blank verse. So the perfume of the moment must... how can I say it? Envelop us. I'm seeing how beautiful you are. How you've trapped me entirely. I'm imagining our marital bed.
For goodness sake, Pierre!
A newlywed soldier would savor this new contrast in his life, don't you think?
Well, yes, I suppose.
And you?
Well, as a young, relatively sheltered woman,
I too was afraid in the storm, and am in awe of this gentleman warrior, this new husband.
Would your sheltered woman also be thinking of her newfound passion? It's all in the play.
Well, of course it is. Well, I... What else could she be thinking?
So would you like to go back, Ira?
Yes, yes. Shall we try that again? And when you say, my dear Othello, would you look at me?
Ah, but, well, doesn't that keep all intent between us? What I mean to say is we mustn't neglect our audience. They're one of our main players after all.
Yes, but if the passion isn't simmering between us, they'll feel nothing at all.
Oh. Charles, you were supposed to be on stage.
I'm peckish. Take your position, please.
Very well.
Oh, my fair warrior.
My dear Othello.
It gives me wonder great as my content to see you here before me.
Do you mind a little friendly observation? When you said content, you put the emphasis on the first syllable. Content, which is very American, I think.
Well, I like its scale, its volume, wonder as vast as myself.
Oh, yes, of course, I see that, I do. I just thought if you try content as we say it, meaning happiness, it makes the scale larger, allows the line to expand even more.
It gives me wonder great as my content. Content to see you here before me. Yes, I see. Interesting. I'll try it. Thank you.
Pleasure. The heavens forbid, but that our loves and comforts should increase even as our days do grow.
Amen to that, sweet powers. I cannot speak enough of this content. It stops me here. It is too much of joy. And this, and this.
It's only your hands, I know.
The greatest discords be that e'er our hearts shall make.
What the devil?
Was that all right?
Really, Miss Thornton? I think we should continue.
I kissed your hands in adoration.
Marking it through.
Yes.
With the relief of seeing you again.
But this is preposterous.
Do not break the flow, Charles. We can discuss later.
I think we...
Charles, please. We continue.
Oh, you are well tuned now. But I'll set down the pegs that make this music as honest as I am.
Charles.
Mr. Aldridge.
Is that how you're going to do it?
I come. Yes, it absolutely is.
Well, might I suggest...
I have played this role opposite my father for the best part of a year. He has given me many excellent notes, and I have listened to them all. This will be my interpretation of Iago, not yours.
Are you not open to improvement?
You're implying you know better.
No, no, not at all. Look, I see this is complicated for you.
At last.
What I mean is, being part of the company, Mr. Keane's company, but without your father.
I shall lead this company for him. It's a natural progression.
No, that's not...
This theatre has a royal patent to present quality spoken drama. Not Belletta, not curiosities, but drama. This is our task, and as such, I am best equipped to lead this company.
I think you'll find that as the title role, I am best placed to lead this company.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Although, Charles, I think we should...
We're not a freak show, you know?
Charles!
With acting like that, we could be.
I beg your pardon.
Gentlemen, please, we are losing the thread.
I've been performing with my father for years.
Oh, you think that qualifies you in some way?
Let us maintain our purpose.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
None of us know, Mr. Keane.
Speak for yourself.
Talent is an unknown quantity.
Have you ever heard of pedigree?
Oh.
Well, everyone knows lightning never strikes the same place twice.
How dare you?
Gentlemen, stop this. Please remember we are artists of the highest caliber.
Oh, piss off, Pierre.
For goodness sake, Charles.
Enough! We take a 5-minute break and then we continue. Yes?
I'll go put on my costume. It'll help me work.
You know where your dressing room is?
I'll find it.
Oh, my God. Black as your hat.
But I can see you are upset, Charles.
Upset? Upset? It's a ruddy joke. You say you don't want to upset the company, and then you land us with
that.
But Ira is an extremely accomplished actor.
Are you all right, Ellen?
Yes, of course I am. When I read Black in the reviews, I presumed it was the moon. Oh,
there will be riots in the stalls if he gropes Ellen like what? That.
He didn't grope.
It's disgusting. He's taking advantage.
I must say, I don't feel at all at ease.
It's very Othello.
Oh, for goodness sake. That's very fashionable, Ellen. The play is still relevant. Hurrah for the domestic style. May classical drama turn in its grave. But let's deal with reality. You can't possibly be serious about this going ahead tonight.
Absolument. I am serious.
We might as well close the theatre now. What made you act, Charles?
What? What made you enter the profession?
Oh, for God's sake, this isn't about me!
It's about all of us. About survival, progress. We are riding a dead horse. Can you not feel it? We sit through lifeless plays that say nothing about who we are. Theater is a political act. Oh. A debate of our times. It is our responsibility, n'est-ce pas? We have to confront life out there on our stage in here. Make it live.
Pierre, acting is an art. Transformation is an art. To see my father, a small, physically challenged, aging man, to see him become a warrior more is an art, isn't it? People come to the theatre to get away from reality, and what I mean to say is, it's a sad fact, and I'm sorry to say it, but it's true, I'm afraid, that he will prevent them from escaping reality.
They said the same about women.
Well, yeah. Oh, don't make this a crusade for every fringe cause.
I beg your pardon.
You know what I mean, Ellen. English theatre is top of the tree because within one artist, male or female, there is everything. It's a craft. We are colourless canvases on which to paint.
Yeah.
But don't you think that, well, that things have to change?
Oh, for pity's sake, can't you keep your trap?
Bernard, you're being extremely ill-mannered. Carry on, Henry.
Well, our job is progressive, isn't it? Open-minded. That's why people...
See what you've done, Pierre? Open a door that needs to be bolted shut.
You're going to slam the door in dissension, Charles. Is that how you mean to lead us? No one's opinion is of any value but your own.
I'm just saying that if you give people an option to contribute, often the wider picture gets lost and they come up with endless wandering points of view. Oh, for no. Goodness sake! I'm talking about the future, Ellen, the policies on which we build our profession. If we bring Jews to play Shylock, blacks to play the Moor, halfwits to play Caliban, we decimate ourselves in the name of what? Fashion. Politics. Then any drunken fool on the street will play Falstaff. You, my darling, will only be allowed to play what you are. Too old for Juliet, too bland for the Queen.
Don't you dare transfer your inadequacies onto me.
That's not what I...
Look at yourself with that same scrutiny. You'll be limited to supporting roles forever.
I wasn't being personal, I was trying.
Pierre has made a valid point. He's obviously able, an established actor. His returns are good. Don't you think, Charles, if you look at it, look at this, well, that he makes the play more current.
Look, I see he's your friend now, but honestly, what happens to him after he plays every slave and Moor in the canon? Have you thought of that? If we encourage him...
Yes, but that's not our concern.
Would it not be simpler for Charles to go on?
Our simplicity is not the issue, Bernard.
You know, Pierre, the thing you have to accept about the English is that we're open to a point. We like new based on the old. It's not a free-for-all. That's when we close our borders. Do you see? We like what we know, and we know what we like.
Well said, Bernard. It's our responsibility to build our theatre to reflect our people. Good theatre leaves residue that travels with you, a lingering odour that mustn't be one of disgust.
Well, I think this is the only way to go.
You won't say that when he's taking your jobs. What we do works. Why spoil it?
Very true. Well, I think it is fair that we were let a chance to air our views. But I believe, totalement, we must not limit him because we ourselves are limited.
You're playing with our reputations for some misplaced idealism.
But no.
He manhandled her, for God's sake! Oh. Who is he? Where's he from? What does he want? You're a very desirable woman, especially.
Oh. Stop it now, Charlie.
Ira is an highly respectable...
Oh, for pity's sake, this is ridiculous. I shall speak to Father. Connie, my coat.
Sir.
Oh, this is my theatre.
Father won't allow it.
You can't go to Egmont. He's terribly fragile. The doctor said...
I'll tell him what's going on here.
It's pointless, vraiment.
And who the hell are you to say that?
Edmund and I discussed the options. And we agreed this to be the best one.
What?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
We didn't want you to...
We don't try and claim him, Pierre. I know what he says about you at home.
I think you should calm down.
What is this, your private coup d'etat?
Your father agreed with me.
Is your pen wet with the history you write yourself into?
You're being disgraceful, Charles.
Were you in on this, Ellen?
No, of course not. There's no conspiracy here.
I think we should get back to where...
We've all heard the whispers in the wings. Is this you indulging your old ways? A personal agenda you need to get out of your system?
How dare you!
You know what you should do, Pierre? You should book one of the Venus Hottentots to play Amelia. An African beauty with her nether portions on full display to the stalls. Pay extra for close examination, just like on Piccadilly.
Oh, that's horrible!
You've taken advantage of my father's condition. I'll have no part in this. Ellen, are you coming?
No. I'm sorry, Charlie. I can't.
Charles, we have a performance tonight. I think it would be beneficial if you...
Ah! Mark my words. No good will come of this. You're blind, every single one of you. And your misguided liberalism will send us all to the dust.
Pierre?
10 minutes, everyone. And we will resume. Look at your parts, please, Bernard.
Yes, yes, Iago.
Got it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
I thought it would be easier than that.
You all right?
Vivo. You?
Yeah, same.
It will be all right. Avant que son péril en triomphe sans gloire.
Huh?
Pierre Cornier wrote, "To win without risk is a triumph without glory."
You sure?
We will be all right.
You said that already.
Charles won't go on.
Fine.
Bernard is not so...
We'll find it.
I think, a little friendly advice. Only my opinion. You are the artist, but it's important to play a little carefully to start. One step at a time. You are always the lion. You roar. You give everything. The whole performance. But they need a bit more of their kid gloves. A little gently to start.
Have you read the play, Pierre?
I'm just saying, really, a suggestion. Well, this audience, they are older, not so pliant, nervous, but they will accept if we tread carefully. Give them time, just to start. Softly, softly, for me, oui?
All right. We'll reel them in gently.
Bien. Do you remember the first time we came here?
We sat up there, all we could afford.
These are big shoes to fill.
Edmund. He is just a man.
Who acts like lightning.
And you are the thunder to follow.
Are we doing the right thing?
We will find out soon enough. Your costume is parfait. Give me your cloak. Let me help you.
Oh, thank you.
You are every inch of the Moor.
Can you see the circle?
The theatre's completely full.
He's so different to Mr. Keane. Exciting, isn't it?
Oh, shh. Ellen's on.
How is it with you, my lord?
Well, my good lady. Oh, hardness to dissemble. Give me your hand. This hand is moist, my lady.
It yet has felt no age, nor known no sorrow.
This argues fruitfulness and liberal heart. Hot and moist. This hand of yours requires a sequester from liberty. Fasting and prayer. Much castigation. Exercise devout. For there's a young and sweating devil here that commonly rebels. 'Tis a good hand. A frank one.
You may indeed say so. For 'twas that hand that gave away my heart.
A liberal hand.
Come now. Your promise.
What promise, Chuck?
I have sent to bid Cassio come speak with you.
I have a salt and sullen room offends me. Lend me thy handkerchief.
Here, my lord.
That which I gave you.
I have it not about me.
Not?
No, faith, my lord.
Oh, it's like the audience daren't breathe.
Me neither.
That's a fault. That handkerchief did an Egyptian to my mother give. She was a charmer and could almost read the thoughts of people. She told her, while she kept it, 'twould make her amiable and subdue my father entirely to her love. But if she lost it, or made gift of it. My father's eye should hold her loathed, and his spirits should hunt after new fancies. She, dying, gave it me, and bid me when my fate would have me wive to give it her. I did so, and take heed on't.
No.
Make it a darling, like your precious eye, for to lose it or give it away was such perdition as nothing else could match.
Is that all right? Did he hurt her?
It's possible.
'Tis true. There's magic in the web of it.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Then would to God that I had never seen it.
Is it lost? Is it gone? Speak! Is it out of the way?
It's not lost. But what if it were?
How?
I say it is not lost.
Fetch me the handkerchief my mind misgives.
But pray talk me of Cassio.
The handkerchief?
The man that all his time had founded his good fortunes on your love. Shared dangers with you.
The handkerchief! I saw it in his hand. It was a handkerchief. Handkerchief and handkerchief.
Hello? Ira, it's me.
It was a handkerchief, an antique token.
What a beautiful dressing room.
Antique.
You were splendid.
I couldn't find the door, Margaret. Stage right, like a blinded rabbit, and suddenly there it was. A sloppy entrance. I was late.
I didn't see.
Seconds late.
But I'm certain no one noticed.
I was too cautious.
No, not at all. I thought you were really...
I was behind myself, like I was in the audience, watching myself.
How unsettling.
What is?
Well, you know, to feel so anxious.
Handkerchief, handkerchief. They pronounce every damn syllable.
What you did was fine. I'm sure no one would have seen
it. That's not the point, Margaret. The basics have to be correct. I have to get this right.
Yes, I see. Of course. Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where were you sitting?
I had a great view.
Yeah, in the circle?
No. No, Pierre tried, but...
So where were you?
Tucked away. Stage left.
Oh, for pity's sake, you should have had a seat.
It's fine, Ira, really.
No, it's not fine. You are my wife.
It was so busy, that's why. What a great reason to be denied a seat.
Here, sit down.
Thank you. Well, Pierre said there are drinks. That'll be nice. Champagne, I'll bet. I went to the powder room in the interval. They were like bees buzzing away. Clara Porterhouse and Jessica Clybourne were in a corner. They were noticeably silent. I ignored them both after last time.
You shouldn't bother.
How can I not?
They're just words.
Awful words.
They're not relevant to us.
Glenda Cunningham was in.
Was she polite?
Not entirely.
You should have had a seat.
She has a way of making me feel an inch high.
Margaret, you are taller than any of them. No question.
I thought you were very powerful. You stood out enormously. You played more fury than I've seen you play before.
When?
Well, it was, let me see, towards the end.
Well, it's accumulative. They have to feel the pain of his breakdown.
Yes.
To touch the gallery, you have to generate more emotion than sometimes feels possible.
I thought you pitched it ever so well. I was devastated by the end. The silence in the theatre was so absolute I didn't dare move. And when everyone stood up, well, I was crying for Othello and with pride.
Oh, Max, come here.
I can't believe we're here after all these years.
A few weeks and we'll be able to rent a proper home. A small house, perhaps. And then... we can save to buy.
Can you imagine?
Oh, we'll look back and tell our children that
Ira.
No, we absolutely will. This is the start of a whole new chapter. It's been hard, I know. Touring isn't good for family life.
Please don't.
But if we settle, it'll happen. You need stability.
I have stability.
I mean a place to really call home. I see how it is, Mags. I'm not blind. I want you to know that I know I wouldn't be here without you.
A house? Can you imagine?
Yeah, you can stay at home.
I can buy furniture, paint the nursery.
The most important room.
It's lovely.
May I come in? Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Ellen!
I'm terribly sorry to barge in.
I was going to knock, but...
You were marvellous.
wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, please don't.
Ellen, this is Margaret. Margaret, Ellen.
How do you do? Oh,
very well, thank you. A beautiful performance, Mystery. An honour, really, it is.
That's very sweet.
I should have knocked.
No, not at all. I wondered if we might have a quick word.
I was late.
Were you? No, just a couple of suggestions for tomorrow.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
Sorry to talk shop.
Pierre said he'd be in the stalls bar. Perhaps I should go ahead, be the advance party, so to speak.
No, let me change. I'll be quick. Don't move.
You must be exhausted. It's a terribly physical part, isn't it?
Yes, but I'm not tired. Days reverse when you're in the theatre.
Must be difficult for your life.
What life?
Your family, your children.
Oh, God, I don't have...
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard you and Charles Keane.
Engaged to be, darling. Not sunk yet.
Oh, I see.
Even then, don't know if we will. I don't know how actors manage children. A lot of them do it. Often though the parents are more demanding than their offspring.
I don't find that entirely true.
We're all underage in this business, I'm afraid. The job description is to never grow up. Impede your work.
Right, now I'm ready.
Listen, you two work. I'll go and tell them you're both coming.
You don't have to.
I'd rather.
You're certain?
That's very kind.
A privilege to meet you, Mystery.
The pleasure's all mine, Miss...
Oh, no, you mustn't. I'm Mrs. Aldridge, but you must absolutely call me Margaret.
Thank you. I will.
I am sorry I didn't knock. It's bad form.
No, you had company.
So, you were saying?
Yes, of course. You know, my noble father, I do perceive here a divided duty.
Uh-huh.
I was centre, with you and Giles on each side, but I think you should be as far away as possible within that, and then the intimacy between us stretches further. It'll speak volumes without a word.
Oh, that's good.
I also... Well, I think in all the excitement, we were a little... unspecific. I mean, in the physical elements of the play.
We didn't have enough rehearsal.
Yes, I know. Perhaps we could mark the moments. Map them out, so to speak, to avoid any unnecessary...
Did I hurt you?
No, not at all. It was just unexpected is all, and I think to act spontaneity, one must always know exactly what's coming.
Actually, I wanted to make it more shocking, more brutal at the end.
All right. How?
I'll show you, if you have time.
Oh, yes. All right.
If you hold my wrists, do you mind if I place my hands around your throat?
Of course. Do carry on.
Is that all right for you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So, if you grip my wrists tighter, you'll have more control, and then I shake you from side to side.
Right.
Now?
Why not? Oh, goodness, I can't feel a thing. Try full pelt.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
How was that?
Amazing.
Didn't hurt?
Not one jot. Let's try it tomorrow.
Eye contact is the thing. If anything's wrong, tell me with your eyes.
I wanted to say, when we took the curtain call, it's a big space, isn't it? Imposing. Yeah. Only, I wondered if you were all right. It's merely that I remember playing this theatre for the first time and feeling quite overwhelmed. I only mention it because you were trembling. I could feel it.
I was still in the play.
Of course.
It's a vast space to fill.
Yes.
What are you asking?
Simply, are you all right?
I was really nervous. You give everything and... You can't tell if it worked, can you? Did they feel it? Are they with you? And then you step out, exposed, and there's nothing to do but look out at all those faces, staring right back.
It's a very singular thing to hold 2,000 people with your emotions. It takes a while to retrieve your outside face. No one understands that fear until you've had to face it yourself.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that you're in safe hands here.
Thank you. Well, we should...
Yes, of course. You do realise it'll be full of friends of the theatre. Unfortunately, money does not guarantee character. They can think your whole performance is a private conversation. Only last week, one lord actually asked me to sit on his lap.
Shall we sit here a moment? Let them thin out?
That would be a relief.
I keep this for emergencies.
Thank you.
Salut.
Salut. Evening, Connie. Green room's quiet today.
Yes, miss.
Ellen, how are you?
Fine, Betty.
You? Oh, pretty exhausted, actually. I don't know how you do it.
Pace yourself.
Oh, I do. At least I try to. Do you think I don't?
No, I mean, I simply try to pace myself.
Oh, yes, of course. I see what you mean.
Mr. Aldridge is on stage already.
Running lines, I think. Are you all right?
Yes, of course.
It's only that... Well, I heard you wince in that scene, and I just wondered...
It caught my arm a little, that's all.
You were ever so good. I mean, you always are. I almost collided with him. He was striding around at such a terrific speed. I was centre stage at one point. Mr. Keane would have been furious. Do you think I was a bit shouty last night?
No. Well, not really. Trust your rib reserve. Less off the throat.
Thanks.
Evening all.
Oh, Henry.
Gosh, Ellen, how's your arm? You look like you were going to cry.
You grabbed her too hard.
No, we mistimed the moment, that's all.
Terrific show last night.
How many bows did we take in the end?
The noise was incredible.
I felt terribly emotional. All those people standing up for us. Do you ever get used to that?
No.
Did you think I was a bit shouty?
No, I thought you were firing.
Really?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
What did you think, Ellen? The show?
It felt thrilling.
His anger was very real.
You must have been terrified.
No, nothing like that.
Miss?
Thank you, Connie.
He's quite... What's the word? Charismatic. They literally gasped when he kissed your hands, Ellen.
It looked amazing. You really see the contrast then.
Is it all right when he does that? Does it feel...
It's fine.
Bravo, Vernon! Bravo!
Really, there's no need. Skin of the teeth and all that. Look who I found. The prodigal returns. Port for me, Connie, Charles.
I'm not staying long.
Don't be polite, old boy. It's a drink, not a contractual obligation.
Tea, please. Bernard was telling me about the performance. Were you pleased?
On the whole.
Did you get my note?
I did.
And?
I think you're under an awful lot of pressure, Charles.
I feel terribly let down, Ellen.
I know, Charlie, but we both said things we shouldn't have.
It's just that things like this can spiral.
What do you mean?
Look, come for lunch tomorrow. At least we can talk properly.
I won't be bullied, Charlie.
You all right, old girl? Bit rough and tumble.
Handovers are always a bit sticky, Bernard. I think it went remarkably well.
Will you be joining us tonight, sir?
No, I can't.
You've got another job, haven't you? We've lost him.
Sir?
Yes, thank you.
No, I forgot to tell Agnes the buttons come loose on my blouse. Connie, would you...
I'll go. I need to check my post anyway.
All those letters of adoration. That's awfully sweet of you, Henry.
Oh, no problem.
It was jolly hard work, wasn't it? Do you know what I found a bit tricky? Act 3, scene 3. I really couldn't see him. All that dim lighting. Lucky my hearing's tip-top. He was all over the place. I had to keep turning round.
I'd better get on.
Well, you only just sat down, old boy.
Have to go, I'm afraid. Will I see you tomorrow?
Perhaps.
Look what I found. Hot off the press.
Oh, are those today's?
Still warm.
Oh, my goodness. Reviews. They were all in.
Were they?
I've never been so front and centre on opening night. Marvellous, isn't it, that at my age there can still be a first time?
You were very good, Bernard. You only fluffed a few lines.
Well, the nerves do get worse with age. You can't go now, Charles. This is the best bit. Sit yourself down. Right. Bull by the horns and all that. Out of my way. Here goes.
Oh, they probably hated me. I get so awfully nervous. If I ever have to go on for Ellen, I'll be a wet rag.
Here we are. Two columns in the Athenaeum. That's rather good.
I tried something a little different with Rodrigo last night. I wonder if they noticed.
Go on then, Bernard. What is it? What does it say?
A bit strong, old girl.
They hated me.
No, of course not. How could they?
Well, then read it out.
Perhaps we should read them later.
Why?
Well, we're just hitting our stride.
Bernard, what's the point of us if we don't hear the public's opinion?
I just think sometimes they're not the ticket.
If we're underperforming, we should know.
Shall I do it?
Would you, Charles?
Always.
Thank you.
On Wednesday, Covent Garden aimed another blow at respectability by the production of the actor Henry Wallach's black servant in the character of Othello.
Henry's servant?
He said they were friends.
Othello, forsooth. A part which the fire and genius of Edmund Kean has made his exclusive property. And this to be presented in an English national theatre by one whose pretenses rest upon the grounds of his face being of a natural instead of an acquired tint. It is truly monstrous. In the name of propriety and decency, we protest against an interesting actress and a decent girl like Miss Ellen Tree being subjected to the indignity of being poured about by Mr. Wallach's black servant.
Did they say poured?
He was awfully rough with you.
We were acting.
How do you know?
We were speaking lines from a play, for goodness sake. Well, this is ridiculous. That's one opinion. Read another.
What about The Spectator?
Excellent. Read it out, Bernard.
Well, I... Of course, old girl. last night, Mr. Aldridge, Othello... his person is tall and his actions graceful. His face is not disagreeable, though we have seen better-looking Africans. His voice is rich and melodious. It resembles Macready's, but has more volume. Of his performance, these were its redeeming qualities.
Yeah, that's right.
An African is no more qualified to personate Othello than an huge fat man would be competent to represent Falstaff. English audiences have a prejudice in favour of European features, which more than counterbalance the recommendations of a flat nose and thick lips. Mr. Aldridge's declamation is faulty. It is marked by numerous instances of false emphasis, incorrect readings, and by vulgarisms of pronunciation. It is superfluous to enter into any detailed criticism of such a performance as this. It was upon the whole a failure. But the applause bestowed on his performance induced the manager to announce its repetition.
Have you seen the... Merde! These papers are for me! Who took them from the office? Answer me!
It was me, sir. I didn't realise. I went to stage door and they were there, so I just...
You just took them.
I'm really sorry.
They were for me!
It's not such a serious matter, surely, Pierre. We could buy them on the corner if we wanted.
Have you read them?
Not all of them.
I'm ever so sorry, sir.
They've really gone for him. Doesn't bode well at all.
Can he collect them, please?
Sir,
I don't think they've finished.
But it would be better. Better to read them later.
Why?
Why? Because mixed reviews can unsettle a performance. It's for the best, Ellen.
They really haven't finished, Pierre.
Very well. Leave the papers, Connie. I'll have port.
Yes, sir.
Pierre might have a point, old girl.
No, Bernard. If we don't take responsibility for our work, then what are we doing here? We must never overestimate our worth. It's important that we know what they see.
At least let someone else read it, darling.
All right.
The Times, Henry. Loud and clear. As Ellen said, it's important.
Yes, sir. It is extremely difficult to criticise a black actor on account of the novelty of the spectacle, but at Covent Garden they have brought out a genuine nigger to act Othello. This gentleman is the colour of a new halfpenny. His hair is woolly, and his features, although African, are considerably humanised. But owing to the shape of his lips, it is utterly impossible for him to pronounce English in a manner to satisfy even the unfastidious ears of the gallery.
Well, I thought his pronunciation was rather good for a Yankee.
How are the houses, sir?
Tonight is good.
Oh.
It's very good. I need to speak with you all after the performance. A few minutes.
Why?
Is something wrong?
No, not at all. Just a few housekeeping issues.
What is it, sir?
Will it take long?
We will chat afterwards, we? Connie, bring the papers to my office when the company have finished with him.
Yes, sir.
Ellen, Charles, I wonder, may I have a quick word with you both? It's about the next play, just a couple of details.
Yes, yes, of course.
I have an appointment at Drury Lane in an hour.
It won't take long.
Fine.
A bientôt, everyone. Have a good show.
Thank you.
After you, darling.
Thank you, Charlie.
The papers, Connie.
Yes, sir.
What's that about?
Never ask questions, Betty. That's the beauty of being an actor. You just play your part and go home.
Anyway, see you on stage.
Evening, Betty. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. I was just...
Oh, of course. Bernard, I have to check my doublet. Yes, yes, of course. And well done for last night.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
What, time to go?
Oh, yes, yes. Vocal warm-up, bit of a stretch. Cheerio.
Right.
That's something I said. Could I have some tea, please? Connie, right? You worked here long?
A year.
You like it?
It's work.
Now, I used to go to a place like this when I was a kid. Yeah, the Park Theater. Oh, a beautiful place in New York, overlooking the park. I guess that's obvious, right? I fell in love with that theater. Henry Wallach, a real gentleman. He's the one that encouraged me to do this.
I just work here, sir.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. I have to keep things tidy.
Where are you from?
Jamaica. Anything else, sir?
No, that's fine. Oh, are those today's papers in your hand, Connie?
Yes, sir.
Oh, can I take a quick look?
Mr. Laporte asked me to collect them for him.
Oh, Pierre won't mind.
Him tell me expressly.
We're all friends, really. If you give them to me, I'll take them to him myself.
It's my job.
I understand, but...
Him just tell me.
You won't get in trouble, I promise.
You need something to eat, sir.
No, thank you.
You should eat.
I'll eat later.
Shouldn't eat too late.
I can't eat now.
Them like everything keep clear. I have to sweep the stage.
Connie, the papers.
I watched you last night.
Oh? And what did you think?
It wasn't for me. I didn't like that. You were so easily turned.
I see.
Why you kill your wife on the back of such careless talk?
I'm sorry?
Why you kill your wife on the back of such careless talk?
Well, that's the tragedy.
But it's common sense, no sir. Marrying into that world's a mistake. Can't trust no one. Everybody smiling like they're my friend. But I find more often than not, people mostly have two fears, don't you think? And when you show them a weak spot, they rub it.
You got a lot from it.
It upset me.
Ah, well, that's the beauty of theater. It's about getting under your skin.
I find life does that anywhere.
Look, can I have those papers?
Nothing in them but gloom and doom.
That's not the news I want.
I like you, Mr. Ulrich. You have a forwardness about you. No fear.
I'd say the same of you.
Not me, sir. I don't like attention. I do what's expected and I go home.
I don't want to appear rude, Connie, but I really, really want those papers.
You want to know what them say. Read what them see.
And I'll take them to Mr. Laporte after. I'm very reliable, really.
Only ask if you want to hear. I learned that a long time ago.
Oh, thanks for the advice.
I had a mistress once. Grew attached to me. Kept me close by and tell me all she problems. Intimate problems, sir. But when £5 went missing, she grabbed me by my ear like a dog and fling me out.
Well, I don't see...
I'm just saying. People see what them I look for. Here.
Thank you. The doorman said you were on stage. You want to share a cab here?
No, Ira. I have a meeting.
So late?
Yes, but I needed to see you.
It was better tonight, huh? Ellen is just... Oh, she's really skillful, you know?
You were strong. Very alive.
Thanks, my friend. Shall we get a quick shot of Le Fay Vert? We'll never raise the glass.
No, I have this...
Of course, yeah. Sorry.
We've known each other a long time. We've always been honest, I think. The foundation of our friendship.
I'd say so.
We always talk straight. Nothing has changed.
The board, they made a decision. They want you, they regrettably want you to stand down.
What?
They feel unable to support...
What do you mean?
They are under a lot of financial pressure and the theatre's been struggling for a few months. We need some good news.
I'm being dismissed?
As a substitute for Edmund, they feel... I'm sorry. It's too late.
I don't understand. Why?
Why would they? Pierre, the houses are good.
Oh, there's no point here.
In what?
Listen.
Tell me!
I said it here. Yesterday, I told you to play it gently. They need time to adjust, to get used to the old concept.
Oh, sweet Lord.
You played harder and fiercer than I have ever seen you.
He brutally murders his wife. It's one of the most violent scenes Shakespeare ever wrote in an auditorium that requires scale. It's not gentle.
Do not listen to me.
It's what his jealousy does.
It was too strong, too intimate.
It's called acting.
You always pretend to listen, but you think you know better than anyone.
I'll talk to the board.
They will not see you. No discussions, that's what they said.
So that's it?
Oui.
Well, we have to do something. Let's issue a formal response. Yeah, they'll hear that. A handbill. We'll post it at the Garrick. We'll embarrass the hell out of them.
No.
There's no such thing as a one-sided argument.
No, we cannot do that.
We'll smoke them out.
Écoute-moi. You act like a one-man brigade. You run at the wall, and when you fall, you just keep charging. But you think you can break it alone with sheer will? They have made a decision together. They built the theater. They own the Garrick. They run the newspapers. They will print the rest.
What else is there?
There's no need to go in.
You tell me everything.
Ellen.
What about her?
She has bruises.
You... What?
The doctor said.
Where?
On her arm.
It's an accident. Of course it is. It's in the heat of the... I get bruises all the time, every show. I mean, you called a doctor?
Charles insisted.
Oh, for God's sake! So on the dirty meddling of a second-rate...
Well, that is irrelevant, Ira. He is Ellen's fiancé, and he is Edmund Kean's son. You get carried away. You get that look in your eye, and there's no reaching you. I said yesterday, moderate... You and I, we applaud la passion on the stage. It calls us, we chase it. But within la passion, there must be, restraint, no? It's been très difficile for me, but I am the manager, and management is, in the end, about clear instruction. And I see that I made a mistake. Maybe it is my fault you didn't hear me. Perhaps I was unclear, but I want you to know that we will move forward from this.
A mistake?
It was their decision.
But you agree with them. My. Just like that.
This has been extremely hard for me, Ira. A struggle to...
Oh, I'll bet.
Well, it's all about the gamble, n'est-ce pas? We played our hands. This time we lose. Next time we...
Next time?
We.
Look what I did. Look. I finally wrote a letter to him. Said I'd pay his passage. That he should come. Come see that I'm here. 10 years, Pierre. 10 years without one word, and here I am, finally with something to say.
I'm sorry.
He told me acting was against nature. Not true work for a man of God. You want to know what he really does for a living? When he's not preaching, he sells straw in a horse and a cart he has to rent for the privilege, up and down, calling straw. Can you imagine? And my mama, God rest her weary soul, scrubbed floors. You got a floor, Pierre? My mama would have buffed up fine.
Why didn't you tell me?
Salesmen seemed to cover it, and, well, you never asked. Well, look, you and I... We don't have the ease of following in footsteps. We stand apart. I see that. It's a lonely path, and putting your head above the parapet is it's a courageous thing.
I'm sorry, Ira.
Pierre, when I was a boy, there was this man, William Brown. He had no one to follow either. Spent his life savings on a house. It was run down, basic. But he had such passion, he turned that house into a theater. And his friend, Jimmy Hewlett, was an actor. Untrained, worked as a tailor uptown in the day, but burning up with talent. They dared too, Pierre. You see, Jimmy was cutting and stitching in the day. Mr. Brown did odd jobs. I was at school. But evenings, we played Romeo and Juliet, Richard III, Henry V. I was 14. We were rough, but we had passion. We became real popular. Powers that be didn't like it, though. And one night, while we playing in our tumble-down theater and our homemade costumes, they set fire to that house. It burned like paper. The noise, it was deafening. Couldn't see my way out, couldn't breathe. And just when I thought I was done, Mr. Brown grabbed my hand, pulled me up from the floor, and dragged me out into the open air, and look what he did! We, just in the fire, Pierre. I've given everything to get here. I have pushed and forced and played my way in.
I cannot change this.
Don't you find it edifying, Pierre, that no one bats an eye when Grandma plays Juliet? And we all applaud the East End drunk as the warrior Moor. So when Keen plays the Moor, we're amazed at how skillfully he descends into this base African tragedy. But with me, it seems I'm revealing my true nature. And the most illuminating thing for me is that you are standing on the other side. The radical red-cap son of the revolution, hand in hand with the Blue Blood Brigade.
Damn you!
Damn you!
It's your own fault!
Don't embarrass yourself!
You don't know its effects!
Oh, what, there's more? Well, you just keeping it back for full dramatic effect, huh? Playing this scene for all it's worth?
Oh, you do what you want, and I have to pick up the mess. You think I'm just an idiot who turns a blind eye?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you're guilty!
Of what?
What was she doing in your dressing room?
Who? Oh, fuck. Heaven's sake! We were talking through ideas for the next performance.
Oh, don't. Please, don't. I know you don't play innocent.
It's how it was, Pierre.
Answer the question. Why won't you answer the question?
You see an interesting actress and a decent girl like Miss Ellen Tree coming out of my door, and you think I've been pawing her in private. You've already answered the question. Everything looks bad from a certain angle, Pierre. I mean, Paris looks real bad.
It has nothing to do with
it. It's your word against his.
I put you on this stage. I vouched for you. Me and only me. Nobody behind me. Nobody backing me up.
So what's the plot, boss? You're someone in the wind.
You do this to yourself?
Keen Jr. MacReady changed his mind because one man's misfortune.
We go dark.
Wait. You would rather close the theater than have me perform?
I have no choice.
No, you do. You really do.
You have to make decisions based on...
There's always a choice, Pierre.
It's too late.
Think about this, Pierre. You'll be supporting their ignorance. You'll be helping the wrong side. What was that pamphlet? The numerous explanations of mental inferiority?
This isn't a political matter.
But it is. It always is, Pierre.
Oh, stop it. Stop it now.
Look, I'm going. I promise. But get Charles. Get anyone. Just don't let the theater go dark on my name.
There is nothing I can do.
When we first met, we got really drunk. Huh? Standing in the street, shouting, mutiny, mutiny, down with the old order. We've been brothers in arms ever since. Decisions like this test the greatest of men, Pierre. There is a choice.
You never listen.
I will. If you do this, where will I go? Who would ever employ me? Pierre. I'm asking for my reputation.
You push and you push, but you don't hear. It's just yourself, only ever yourself. You think that work is your right? But everyone works hard, every damn one of us. Ambition drives us all, and you have to prove your place like the rest of us. I have worked twice as hard because of what? Gossip, accusations, and now I have earned my place. It has taken me years to get here. I won this role, and then I invited you in. I took the gamble, and all I asked was that you play it carefully, draw the line for once. You never listen. How many times? This is not some huge political statement. You are not that important. This is about you. You have no one to blame but yourself, Ira. You have put me in an impossible position. The board, these are important men. They were outraged, indignant. They eat of your anger, your lack of respect. I am the first manager in the history of this theater to go dark. I have done my very best. I even defended you. Told them your influences have been different. Acting is about the freedom to play, I said. Passion is felt and followed, and our life experiences make each performer unique. I told them that in the heat of the moment, you lost yourself in the play. Your true nature surfaced, and you descended into
What? What?
Ow! Let go of me!
No more! You're just gonna run away?
Look at yourself. This is who you really are.
What? Pierre? Pierre!
How to find the right words. If you'd let me, if you'd...
Excuse me, Mr. Aldrich? It's Halina Wozniak. Which times? I can't come in?
Where is this? What does she want? Do I know her?
Yes, you can come in.
You are right, sir. I come to apologize.
Too many voices. Can't hear myself. She looks familiar. It's my dressing room, but...
I was too strong. I'm really very sorry.
Time to transform. Open sesame. Damn these little pots of paint.
Can you open this?
Yes. I take.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm not senior reporter. I lie. Are you going to complain? I totally understand that you would, but if there's any way...
Dip the sponge into the paste of zinc white, French chalk, and powdered ochre. Apply with smooth, bold strokes. A base for the king.
No one takes me
seriously. A king needs a base.
I'm really very serious. I need to get promoted, and I try hard, but makes no change. Michael Ostrovsky? He's 2 years younger. He gets great stories. I want to go forward. You know how I mean?
Yes, I know.
Once the face has been painted, apply the detail. Red under the eyes. Gray on the forehead and cheeks. Experience etched on the skin.
I don't mean to be boasting, but I'm so competent. I am. I speak German, Russian, Polish, English. My father says patience. And he should know. He's not well. America fighting, everybody wanting cotton. So father worked too much and... Dust from cotton. He can't breathe good now. He knows patience, believe me. We live near station. Sometimes when trains come, I wait for whistle and scream so loud. No one hears me. I sound crazy.
Uh-huh.
Father says I talk too much, that I should get to point, because after all, that's reason for talking. This article is page 2, maybe even page 1.
A dab of glue to the chin to attach the king's whiskers. And the final piece, his mane. Am I old Father Time? Poseidon, perhaps? No, I am Lear.
No one could place interview with you, so I lie. And the boss, he said yes. When you cancel it, it's my only chance. So I made friend of Casimir, the stagehand. I promised a date if I see your room. I lied to get in here. I'm so sorry. I embarrassed myself and forgot manners. I lose my job. Please, don't make complaint. I need to buy medicine. If I lose my father, I can't afford to. I'm sorry, really sorry.
Burton Goof and Herr Aldrich.
It's a call of beginners. What is that? Mr. Aldrich?
I need my cloak and the...
Crown?
Mm. And for my hands, the...
glove.
Can you hear that?
What, sir? Are you all right, sir?
We're not a freak show, you know.
We like what we know, and we know what we like.
Don't you think that things have to change?
Mr. Aldrich, you are well?
Aye. Every inch the more. No, the king.
I'm just saying, people see what they might look for.
Tonight's the king.
So what rules do you propose to break, Mr. Aldrich?
I will do such things. What they are yet, I know not.
Sir, please, I am not so able to hold them.
Mutiny down with the old order.
They shall be the terrors of the earth.
Help! Help us, please! Help us, please!
What the devil? Mr. Aldrich, sir! No, come on, sir. Up we get. Oh, grab his arm for pity's sake.
You think I'll weep? No, I'll not weep. They are not men of their words. They told me I was everything.
Sir?
'Tis a lie.
Can you hear me, sir? Mr. Aldrich, open your eyes, please. Run, get help. Go, quickly, now!
Red Velvet by Lolita Chakrabarty. Ira Aldrich was played by Adrian Lester. Ellen Tree was played by Charlotte Lucas, and Charles Keane by Oliver Ryan. Pierre Laporte was played by Eugene O'Hare, and Margaret Aldrich, Helena and Betty by Rachel Finnegan. Bernard and Terence were played by Simon Chandler. Henry and Casimir by Nick Jackman, and Connie by Natasha Gordon. The director was Indu Rubasingham, and the producer was Abigail Le Fleming. Red Velvet was first presented by the Tricycle Theatre in 2012, directed by Indu Rubasingham.